As we slide into Private Y, so chat with Lisa today. Now, she's in a situation where she's committed to somebody, but has that gut feeling, that intuition that has her going, I don't know, is this guy as committed to me as I am to him? So, Lisa, why don't you tell us all about who you're with and why you're suspicious, if you could.
Yeah, well, you know, Max and I have been together for about 5 years, and my mom has always told me to trust my gut intuition, and this all started when his new assistant started. So he was reluctant to talk to me about her or describe her. All he would say when I would ask him about his day, I was like, well, how's the nursing professional? Yeah, she's fine. And would just brush it off. And when I went to go see him at work, like, she's gorgeous. She looks like Scarlett Johansson. Like, what do you want me to think? Like, there's nothing going on. All of a sudden, he makes her smile. He stays late and takes her out to dinner. He used to call me Lisa Pizza. And it makes me feel really bad about myself that I'm like this chubby little Lisa Pizza at home, and he's got Scarlett Johansson in the office.
What do you mean he's taking her out to dinner? The assistant?
Yeah, like, I guess they went out for a business steak dinner. Like, this girl weighs 120 pounds with a wet shirt on, you know? This girl is not eating steak.
Okay, so do you have anything other than the fact that he has an attractive assistant, coworker, whatever at work to go on here? Like, those, so the dinners are weird, but theoretically, did he have business dinners before this woman was in it? Those before Scarlett Johansson?
Oh no, before, you know, he had like Myrtle, this ancient secretary, who was, by God, you know, going a little deaf and a little blind. So this, you know, she wasn't the best secretary. She needed to retire. But now he's all excited to work late. He's always on his phone at night and smiling. Now, if I'm working, and when I'm working late at night, I'm not smiling. That's taking time away from my family. And I make sure to put my phone away, because if I'm not setting those boundaries, then I'll forever be working. And to me, it's a burden. But it, to him, it feels like it brings joy to his face. And it pisses me off. It pisses me off that he's happy.
Okay. Well, I hear, if you're ready to go ahead and have this aired out in front of everybody, we'll get to have Amy make that romantic offer and see if we can't dig up some answers for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hello?
Good morning, Max. This is Diana from the... calling to let you know that you won our weekly promotion, part of this thing we have going on to try to get more customers into our business. And it's a special box of roses that you can send to someone special. It's completely free to you. We're just hoping to get some more word out about our new business. So if you're interested, we can send these to you or someone special in your life.
Yeah, I don't know if this call is for me. I think y'all got the wrong number.
No, we teamed up with a marketing plan. This is Max, right?
Yeah, I'm Max, yeah.
Yeah, we teamed up with this marketing program, and we're given names and numbers of people in the area to try to just send out some of our promotional items that we have. That way, you can help us get some more business in. We're just hoping by whether you're posting it on social media or just word of mouth. And so this week, we're giving away a special box of roses. And if there's someone special you're interested in, we can send those to them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that might be kind of nice. I mean...
You do want to send these to your girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm down, yeah.
All right, and what is her name?
Lisa.
All right, and then would you like us to include a note?
This does sound nice. Like, I would like to send these to my girl, but, you know, I don't really know.
What do you mean? We could definitely send them to her.
Yeah, but I don't get into this with strangers often, but it's like, you know, I feel like our relationship has kind of been a bit off. Like, I feel like... my girlfriend, like, we've been on kind of, things have been kind of weird at home. I, to be honest, like, I think she might be cheating on me.
Oh, that's not good to hear. Maybe sending these flowers, though, could, like, clear some things up for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's all right, y'all. It's fine. We can do it. Can you put on there, I hope this helps us get back to us.
Well, Max, that's actually very sweet of you, because this is Amy K, 0194 Morning Playhouse, and we have your girlfriend Lisa on the phone. She actually called us.
Are you only my friend?
Lisa.
I was gonna flip if you had Scarlett Johansson up in there.
What?
I'm so glad you passed the test.
Lisa, what? See, this is why we keep getting the argument. You always playing games.
no, I'm so sorry, honey. You know, you've just been really weird on your phone. I'm feeling really insecure and self-conscious with this new secretary that you have. And thank you so much for the flowers that I was on your mind. I think we need to.
I don't know what to make of all this. I can't believe you right now.
I'm glad you sent them to me. It makes me insecure that you're taking this girl out for Melanie for steak dinner.
Okay. First of all, I can't believe you've done this. Baby, I would never cheat on you. I would never cheat on you. Matter of fact, I thought you were cheating on me.
Honey, I know, man, and I've seen the movies, and I know that, you know, sometimes you're excited to try.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I've seen the same movies, and I see the signs. You've been distant lately, on your phone all the time, skipping out on date nights. I don't know what's going on.
Well, because when he's not that into you, why should I make it so accessible for you? I shouldn't give you all the husband benefits if you're just going to go out to around.
Well, if it makes this any better here, let me just hit pause on you guys for a second. So if this makes you feel any better, so here's the good news. Max, she was really worried. She was insecure. She got in her head about this assistant, this coworker of yours. And, I mean, obviously, you guys both feel a little bit weird about your relationship right now, but it appears that there's no cheating going on. That's the positive here. So I know that you're probably a little annoyed that she didn't just sit down and talk with you about this. That would have been obviously a perfectly fine thing to do. But here's the good news. You guys obviously care about each other. There's no cheating going on, even though you apparently both suspected each other of just that. So maybe there could be a positive outcome here, huh?
I love you, boo. Want to go home and try to make it work, and we'll talk about it?
Yeah, we'll talk. All right. That's fine.
Thank you. No more steak dinners. Thanks.
There we go. Well, listen, we appreciate you guys both being on it. And Lisa, I hope you feel like you got what you wanted out of this.
Thank you, guys. It makes me feel so much better. I'm so relieved.
All right. Be curious if you guys want to do like an update after you guys talk more about it. We'd love to hear from you. Text Club, I mean, happy that there doesn't seem to be cheating, but there is a couple of people kind of curious because he was pretty open about the fact that he was actually suspicious of her. A lot of people kind of wish there was more info on that, kind of.
So someone's saying that it's kind of weird. They're both pointing fingers, thinking each other is cheating. People are saying they are happy, though, that he did send them to her. Someone else saying, you got a good guy. And somebody else said, you guys definitely need to talk when you get home and just try to work things out. If you guys both think you're cheating, there's some trust issues going on there.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where, like, I'm super happy that she would have, like, got sent the flowers or whatever, but then I'm also sitting here like, okay, well, I thought you were cheating on me. Well, I thought you were cheating on me. It's hard to be too excited. You know what I mean?
It's like the Spider-Man meme where they're, like, all pointing at each other.
It's literally that, especially if there is another person there, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Morning Playhouse.